stand just one more time for the reading of God's Word. And this is a familiar passage. It's probably one I have in nearly every Bible study that I teach. And it's from Genesis chapter 1 and verse 28. Genesis chapter 1 and verse 28. And God blessed them, and God said unto them, be fruitful and multiply, and replenish the earth, and subdue it, and have dominion over the fish of the sea, and over the fowl of the air, and over every living thing that moveth upon the earth. And I had many titles for this, but the one that I've settled on is, don't give up your authority. Don't give up your authority. Amen. If you can pray with me, that God will give me utterance. Father, we just thank you right now for the amazing, hallelujah, presence that we feel right now, Jesus, that you have touched some hearts. Lord, continue the breakthrough. Lord, let your word be anointed. We thank you. We give you the glory in Jesus' name. Amen. Turn to someone, shake their hand, and say, I'm glad you're here. Amen. You may be seated in Jesus' name. Amen. God is so good. Amen. I don't know if you will call this preaching or teaching, but I want to tell you something that maybe you don't know today. Man was given dominion. We were given dominion. We were given two things in dominion. And this is something that I was studying and trying to understand how we lost and how we fell from such a great place. But dominion that God gave was really made of two parts. Two parts. The first part is authority. And authority is the ability, or the right, I should say, the right to exercise power. Authority is the right to exercise power. The second thing that God gave us in dominion was his spirit, which is the ability to exercise power. I want you to understand that there are two different things. One is the authority to exercise power. The second is the ability to actually use that power. And when God gave dominion to man, he gave us both those things. He said, have dominion, rulership, authority, exercise power over the fish, over all things, over every living thing that moveth upon the earth. And we can have authority, but if we don't have the power, the authority does us no good. We need both of them. We got the power when in Genesis 2:7, he says, and the Lord God formed man of the dust of the ground and breathed into his nostrils the breath of life. That breath was God's spirit, and it is the spirit that gives us power. Man had been given the designation of authority, but he needed that spirit to actually have the ability to use that power. We were given authority and we were given power. When man was first created, he had full dominion. It says, and the Lord God formed man of the dust of the ground and breathed into his nostrils the breath of life, and man became a living soul. You see, it's that breath that brings us the spiritual power. In John chapter 20, verse 22, although it's not revealed in Genesis exactly what God said, all it said is that he breathed. But in John 22, we see that what God said in John 22 was the same as in Genesis, but this time we know that he gave that spiritual covering. In John chapter 20 and verse 22, it said, and when he had said this, he breathed on them and said unto them, receive ye the Holy Ghost. It's the Holy Spirit, and it's the Spirit that gives us the actual power. We have the authority by right of birth. We were born to be kings and priests. But when Adam sinned, he lost that spirit covering. All he had was the authority, but no ability to carry it out. You know, Paul said that this flesh always fights us. It wants to do what it wants to do. But it's not under the authority of God, because until you are born of the water and of the Spirit, you you don't have the power. It's that Holy Spirit that will give you the power to live free from sin. It's that Holy Spirit that will be able to have you have the power to command some things in your life. We see that a son of God not only has authority, but he has power. Jesus was able to say to the wind and the wave, "Peace, be still." He was able to say to the fish, "Swim into the net." He was able to say to the lame man, "Take up your bed and walk," because not only did he have authority, but he exercised power. Hallelujah. You see, God wants us to get back to that place where we not only have authority, but we have the power. And that power comes from the spiritual realm. In Hebrews chapter 2, verse 6, it tells us again that man was created with great authority and power. In Hebrews chapter 2, verse 6, it says, "But one in a certain place testified, saying, 'What is man that thou art mindful of him? The son of man that thou visitest him.'" Hebrews chapter 2, verse 6. "Thou madest him a little lower than the angels. Thou crownest him with glory and honor. Thou didst set him over the works of thy hands." Do you understand that you have some authority? What you lack is the power. If you don't have God's Spirit, you may have the authority. But when you combine that with God's Spirit, then you can say, "I can do all things through Christ that strengtheneth me." We need both the authority and the power. We see here it says in verse 5, "Thou hast put all things in subjection under his feet." At first I was going to talk about the five S's. That's what I thought in my mind. Because what I want to talk about is the superiority of our creation. We were created to be in his image and his likeness. And then I was going to talk about the submission. Because to have that authority, you have to submit to God. Then I was going to talk about subjection. We need to be in subjection to fully realize God's will in our life. Jesus said, "Not my will, but thy will be done." Until we can practice those three things, superiority, subjection, and submission, we will not be able to fully realize what God has called us to. Let me explain. The more you are subject to the Holy Spirit, the more God can use you. The more you're letting that power flow through. And that's why we don't get some of our prayers answered, because although we have the authority, we have not subjected ourselves to the Spirit. Amen. He said in Hebrews, "Thou hast put all things in subjection under his feet. For in that he put all in subjection under him, he left nothing." I want you to ponder what God is saying, that when man was first created, he was next to God. He was God's image. He left nothing in subjection. He had both power and authority. And then Lucifer came, and he deceived the woman. And what happened was they lost that spirit covering. They lost that authority. Sorry, they lost that power. They still had the authority, but they lost the power, the ability to actually carry out God's work. See, but Satan wasn't stopped there. There's something else he wants from you. He wants also your authority. He took away the spirit covering that died when they sinned, but he also wants your authority. You see, Satan is a spiritual being, and for him to act in this world, he too needs two things. He needs the spirit power that he has, but he does not have your authority. That's why in the end I titled this, "Don't Give Up Your Authority." The Bible says that to whom you yield yourself servants to obey, his servant you are. Do you understand that Satan wants to take away the last thing you have is your authority? You have a choice today to either give your power and your authority to use for God, or you can use it for Satan. Amen? You know, some many years ago, a very famous musician, his name was Bob Dylan. He I think at some point became interested in Christianity, and he penned this song. You see, it's called "You Gotta Serve Somebody." Let me read a few verses for you. It says, "You may be an ambassador to England or France. You may like to gamble. You may like to dance. You may be the heavyweight champion of the world. You may be a socialite and have with a long string of pearls, but you're gonna have to serve somebody. Yes, indeed, you're going to have to serve somebody. Well, it may be the devil or it may be the Lord, but you're going to have to serve somebody." He understood the secret here, that the devil wants to take the last thing that you had, which was authority. His next verse says, you might be a rock and roll addict prancing on the stage. You might have drugs at your command, women in a cage. You may be a businessman or some high degree thief. You may call you doctor or they may call you chief, but you're going to have to serve somebody. Yes, you're going to have to serve somebody. Well, it may be the devil or it may be the Lord, but you're going to have to serve somebody. I don't think today that people really realize that you have a choice. You may not understand, but the devil is trying to take away your authority. But if you will give your authority to the Lord, if you will say, not my will, but thy will be done, and if you will receive back that spirit covering, then you shall have dominion. Hallelujah. You see, you are going to serve somebody. You need to ask yourself, who am I serving today? Have I given myself to the devil, even unconsciously? Am I doing his will and trying to use my authority? Do you understand that Satan cannot work in this world unless he works through somebody? See, when someone is confronting you, it's really not that person. It's the power that's behind that person. The Bible says that we wrestle not against flesh and blood, but spiritual wickedness in high places, against principalities and powers. You see, if he can combine your authority with his spirit, then he can do some things. He can do some damage. What we need to do is combine our authority and give back the dominion to the King of Kings and Lord of Lords. And then he can use you in this world to work out his will. He goes on to say, you're going to have to serve somebody. Yes, you're going to have to serve somebody. You may be a preacher with your spiritual pride. You may be a city councilman taking bribes on the side. You may be working in a barbershop. You may not know how to cut hair, and you may be somebody's mistress. You may be somebody's heir, but you're going to go serve somebody. Who are you serving today? God wants you to give him back authority. Jesus said in Matthew 6, our Father which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done. When we learn to give back the authority, we get the spirit power and the ability to do God's will. You see, you're going to end up serving somebody. Man lost the power, the spiritual covering, when he sinned. In John 6:63, we see that breath that God had covered him was the word of God. It says in John 6:63, it is the spirit that quickeneth, that makes alive. The power comes from the spirit. Amen. If it wasn't for the uniform that gives a policeman the authority, he has to sometimes enforce it with a truncheon because he has to use the power. But the authority by itself will not accomplish anything. The devil is not scared of your authority. He is scared when you have the spirit power and the authority. Then you can say, in the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. Let me just give you a few scriptures here. You see, power in the Bible is always a spiritual concept. In Judges 11:29, it speaks about, then the spirit of the Lord came upon Jephthah. If you want to have power, you have to give that authority and combine it with God's spirit. In Judges 13:25, it speaks about, and the spirit of the Lord began to move him at times, speaking about Samson. When he had the spirit upon him and he gave his authority to God, then he had power. He was able to defeat a lion and a bear, and he was able to kill 30 men. In Judges 14:6, it speaks again about, and the spirit of the Lord came up mightily upon him, and he took up a whole lion and just tore it in two, and he rent him as he would have rent a kid, and he had nothing in his hand. All he had was the power and the authority. You see, when the spirit comes upon you, not only do you have the authority, you can say, be healed in Jesus' name. Now, you can say, be healed in Jesus' name, but if you don't have the power through the spirit, nothing is going to happen. Now, I want to tell you how you make that happen. It's through submission. The more we are submitted to God, the more the power will be able to work through us. The more we try and control the situation, we are not letting God's power flow through us. So although we have the authority and we lay hands on people, sometimes nothing happens because we're doing it in our flesh. But when we are submitted to God, the more you are submitted to God, the more you're letting the Holy Spirit move through you. It said that the Holy Spirit moved upon him mightily. And he was able, in Judges 15:14, you'll see that Samson let the Holy Spirit move upon him. And when he came unto Lehi, the Philistines shouted upon him. Guess what happened? The Spirit of the Lord came mightily. Would you like the Spirit to come mightily upon you? Imagine if you are submitted to God, you just go up to someone who is sick and say, be healed. You see, we had been given the authority, but we lost the power. God is calling us today to submit to him, to choose to give him back authority. Whenever we will say, thy will be done, whenever we get to the place and truly mean it, you know, we can say it. But Lord, make it this way. Give me patience now. You've heard that before. Sometimes we want it our way. This is not Burger King. Serving the Lord is not a fast food restaurant. It's his way. We have to be submitted to the King of Kings and Lord of Lords. And if we do that, the power will move mightily upon us. What I'm trying to tell you is it's about how much you are submitted, how much God can use you. If you are totally submitted, then you will have total success. Jesus said, Satan has nothing in me. He says, I don't do anything but what I see the Father do. He was so totally submitted. The more you are submitted to God, the more he will use you. You want to see miracles? You want to see divine providence? You want to see an explosion of miracles in your life? You need to get submitted, whatever that takes. When you start to put Jesus first in your life and you give the authority that he gave you and say, Lord, not my will, nevertheless, your will be done. You see, we are born with authority, but powerless to use it. You know, in a few months, the Prince William is about to have another child. Now, that little baby that will be born with a princely title. Has the authority, but as a baby, has absolutely no power. See, God has called us not to just have authority, but to have the Spirit power with it. That's what we are called to do. And when we are submitted to him, then there will be a big change. I want to read this other scripture to you. Romans 6:16 says, know ye not that to whom ye yield yourselves servants. See, Satan wants your authority. He has a limited spiritual power, but he has no authority unless you give it to him. The Bible says that he now works through the children of disobedience. He has no authority. I was telling someone the other day, I'm not scared of ghosts. I'm not scared of disembodied spirits because they have no authority. I am scared of people who the spirit gets into because they have given that spirit their authority. But just noises in the dark and things at night, I learned to sleep through those things. I've seen things. They don't bother me because they have no power and authority. But someone who has let the devil use them, I am more scared of them. And the only way you're going to counterfeit that is with superior power and authority. And the only way you're going to do that is, Bible says, submit to God, then you can resist the devil. That's how you let the Holy Spirit flow through you. That's how you get power with God. See, Satan wants your authority. Don't give it to him. Satan wants your authority. Let's look at this. Luke chapter 4 and verse 5. And the devil, taking him up into a high mountain, showed unto him all the kingdoms of the world in the moment of time. Now remember what I said, that power is associated with spirit. Satan had some power because listen to what he says. All this power will I give thee. What did he want in return? He wanted Jesus to give him his authority. Don't give him your authority. Resist the devil. Submit to God, and he shall flee from you. He says, all this power will I give thee, and the glory of them, for that is delivered unto me, and to whomsoever will I give it. What did he want Jesus to do? To give him authority by worshiping him. Bible says, to whoever you yield yourself, his servants you are. People who are addicted have made the drugs their master. They have yielded their authority to a needle. They have yielded their authority to a pill. Some people have yielded their authority to a bad relationship. Some people have yielded their authority to worshiping a job. Some people have yielded their authority to all kinds of lifestyles. Don't give him your authority. He wants to take your authority, combine it with his power, and then he can be dangerous. It says in Ephesians chapter 2, verse 2, wherein in time past he walked according to the course of this world, according to the prince of the power of of the air, the spirit, because that's what he is. Now, how does he work? In people who have yielded their authority to him. God is saying, don't give it to him. Give it back to me. Give me your dominion. Yield to me, and I will change your life. I will make you a new creature. I will fix what the problem is in your life. I will give you a new direction. I will fulfill my will in your life. I have plans for you. I have deliverance for you. I have hope for you. I have grace for you. I have love for you. But you have to come unto me. He said, behold, I stand at the door and knock. God is saying, if you give me your authority. See, God gave man dominion. That's why we have to willingly come to him. You have to choose to serve somebody. Bob Dylan knew that. Somehow he came to the realization, it doesn't matter who you are. Be you chief or be you whatever, you're going to serve somebody. You're going to yield yourself to somebody. If you will yield your authority to the King of Kings, he's going to combine it with his spirit power, and you're going to be a mighty champion. You will return to being a son of God. It says the spirit that now worketh in the children of disobedience. Submission is really just letting God's will be manifest in your life. James 4:7 says, submit yourselves therefore to God, then you can resist the devil. What have you done? You've given your authority to God and you said, you fight for me, God. You know God has never lost a battle? Do you know God can never lose a battle? I'm telling you, I've seen it happen so many times. The Bible says, vengeance is mine, saith the Lord. In Matthew 18, it says, you better not touch one of my little ones. You know, you do not have to fight for yourself if you have given your authority to God. Because he's already said, you better not touch one of my little ones. When we humble ourselves and become as a little child, you know who fights for us? God does. God does. He has fought for me so many times. Because he will prepare a table before you in the presence of your enemies. He will anoint your head with oil. Your cup will end up running over. And surely goodness and mercy will follow you. We got to serve somebody. It's time not to give your authority to Satan, because that's what he's after. He only can work through people. He only can do his greatest damage if someone gives him dominion. I'm going to tell him, Satan, you can't have mine. It's given away to someone else. It's given to the King of Kings. I belong to someone else. Let me tell you something. When you give yourself to God, he says, listen, I got you now. And nobody can pluck you out of my hand. When you have given your life to God, Satan can come against you, but he can't touch your life. That day is decided by, I believe, God alone. He told Satan, listen, yeah, you can make him sick. You can do stuff. You can do up, but you can't touch his life. That don't belong to you, because I have redeemed his soul. I have redeemed his soul. I died on a cross. I'm telling you that God has given us dominion, but he wants us in prayer, in supplication, in repentance to say, Lord, I give it back to you. I give my life back to you, Lord. You use me. If you want to have power with God, you take his Holy Spirit, you yield the dominion back to him, and God is going to use you. He will fulfill the plan for your life. If you've been wondering why your prayers are not going, you need to do some more submission. You need to empty yourself. You need to get like Jesus, where he can tell Satan, there is nothing in me. He can come and he can't find a single thing to hold on to, because everything that I have committed unto God. Paul the apostle said the same thing. I've given it all to Jesus. He has nothing that he can hold off. Satan can just be like grabbing air when he's coming against you, because there is nothing there for him to grab. You see, if we have our mind on other things, he can pull us in all directions. But when we are totally submitted, there is nothing he can do. If he takes my car and my house, there's nothing he can do. I don't care about that. I'm submitted. God has got a mansion prepared. He said, let not your heart be troubled. You believe in God, believe also in me. If you could stand with me today. God is telling us today that we need to be submitted. The amount of power that will be manifested in your life is dependent on the amount of submission. Ephesians chapter 3, verse 20. Now unto him, here's one of my favorite scriptures, I quote it every Sunday, that he's able to do exceeding abundantly above all that we ask or think. Now, how is he able to do that? It's according to the power. Do you understand? Because you have given him authority, now he gives you power. And it's according to the amount of submission that you get the amount of power. You're not submitted much, you're not going to get much power. But if you are totally submitted, God can speak to you. He's going to come closer to you. He said, draw near to me, and I'll draw near to you. I want God right here. I want him right by my side. I want him whispering in my ear. I want him telling me, don't do that. Yes, do that. Don't go near that person. Yes, go near that person. You buy that car because I can never be wrong. Does God have to shout to talk to you? You know what that means? He's there, but you got him way away. He's like in the other room. When my wife goes in the other room and starts talking to me, I say, stop, stop. Don't do that. I'm not hearing you. Is God in the other room in your life? Or are you totally submitted? I'm trying to tell you something special today. You want your who wants their prayers answered? I see some hands not up. If you want your prayers answered, I'm giving you the secret. Submission. Islam means submission. See, but you know what the devil did? He took it. But we should really be the true Islam because we should be totally submitted. These Islamic people, some of them are so committed, they're willing to give their lives. That's how submitted. Are you that submitted? Are you that submitted? I want to be. I want to be like the man that said, yea, I believe, help thou my unbelief. God will use us when we are totally submitted. I want you to just take a moment and think, is there something that in your life is before God? Is there something that you would resist God on? I'm giving you the secret to power. I really am giving you this. This is the secret to your prayer being answered. God gave you authority, but you need to have his power. Now unto him that is able to do exceeding. He can do anything in your life, anything. You have a problem today? God can fix it. Is the word of God a lie? What does it say? Now unto him that is able to do exceeding abundantly, above all that you can ask for or even think. But here's the limit. It's going to be limited by according to the power that you will let work in you. The key is submission. That's how Jesus was able to show sonship. Satan wanted to take that authority. Worship me and I'll give it to you. Yeah, you can worship him and he will do some things for you, but the end won't be good. Because he's a deceiver. He's a liar. He's a trickster. He's a con man. He just wants to take your authority, use you up, and spit you out. But if you will give your authority to Jesus, he will give you power. He said to the disciples, go and wait in Jerusalem, and I'm going to endue you with the Holy Ghost and power. And when you have received that power, because you are submitted. You know why the disciples were able to do such miracles? Because their faith was so high. They were so submitted. Lord, if you want us to go and speak to these people and they're going to arrest us and throw us in prison and beat us, we're going to do it. Some of us would say, well, you know, maybe we'll go hide somewhere. We'll do it secretly. They said, shut up. Stop speaking about this man. They beat him. The next day, they went back to the same place and started shouting out, Jesus saves. Didn't we tell you to be quiet? Well, is it better for us to listen to you or to God? You know who they were submitted to? That's why they had such power. That's why they had the miracles. I'll say it one last time. The amount of power you have in your life is going to be how much you are submitted. The first song, maybe this message is for me, so I'll point to me. When I was 12 years old, my mother decided I should take piano lessons. She wanted me to play. So the piano teacher, I brought the hymn book from church. And the song she chose was, I Surrender All. At the conference, the preacher said, One of the names of God is Shaddai, El Shaddai. And it is symbolized by the letter Shin, which looks like a W, which looks like
hands.
Shaddai means what? El Shaddai? The all-sufficient one, the mighty God, the power. Every time Moses
had the symbol, the shin,
the shadow that was cast in the valley was God's name, the shin. Every time he raised his hands in surrender, Israel won the victory. I'm telling you today, that's the key to have God's name. It's when you surrender. It's funny that the symbol of surrender is what? Symbol of worship. You want power with God today? You got to say, I surrender. I surrender my lifestyle. I surrender the flesh, the things that are not pleasing in your sight. I surrender the wrong direction. I surrender some friends. I surrender some friends. This is a long message for me, but I'm telling you the truth. This is what God wanted you to hear.
We need to raise our hands.
We need to raise our hands. That symbol is the first letter in the Hebrew word Shaddai, which is God's name for power. When we do that, and when we truly mean it, and when we truly are there, God said, I will endue you with power. And there came a sound as of a mighty rushing wind. When they truly surrendered their flesh, their authority. See, Jesus told Satan, listen, Satan, away with you, because thou shalt worship God only. It is written. When we are surrendered, God is going to move in power in your life. Whatever corner you're holding back, that's the corner that won't get fixed. It's very simple. I'm trying to close, but I want to get this thought. Submission allows God to use you. I want to be used by God. I want God right here beside me. That's my prayer every day. Lord, please don't let me make a mistake today. I want you right here. I want you to just stop me before I do something stupid. If God is in the next room, he can't do that. But he said this. Listen, you draw near to me, and I'll draw near to you. I'm closing. If you want power with God, submit yourself. Then we will return to being superior. You know what he'll do? He'll take that power through you and he'll put everything under subjection, under your feet. Your enemies won't understand. The devil won't understand. The finances won't understand. But everything will be put back under your feet where it should belong. Isn't that what Genesis says? He's going to bruise his heel, but he's going to stomp on his head. I'm closing. These altars are open. God is saying to us, yes, that was the song she taught me. Maybe this message was for me. There's maybe still some areas of my life I'm not surrendered. And when I totally do, I know I'm going to have more power than is I can even think or imagine. Isn't that what it says? Unto him that is able to do exceeding abundantly, more than you can even think. But there's a one limit. It's according to how much power you're going to let flow through your life. We're closing. Meditate upon this word this week. Tell God, I'm submitted. I raise my hand. I form that symbol of your name. First letter of Shaddai, the shin. Every time
Moses raised his hand, Israel had victory. Because it was surrendering to God so that the power could flow through him. And Israel had victory.
Every time his hands got tired and he raised it, lowered it, Israel started to lose. Eventually Hur and Aaron came and they lifted up his hands, forming surrender to God.
which will give you power over sin, power in your life, power in direction, power in deliverance, power in healing. That's what God is saying to us today. Hallelujah. Father, we just thank you for your blessing. Thank you for showing up at Rehoboth. Thank you for this word, Lord. Lord, I know this message is for me. Hallelujah. We need to take each of this.